34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
This is Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. Morning Sedition, the facts, the fury, the funny. Morning Sedition. Don't be stupid. We'll be talking about Jeremy Rifkin in just a second. I now would like to say that our president, as you know, is openly operating in a different reality. We think it's important here at Morning Sedition that Americans know what's happening in that alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God bless America. All you other countries, you're on your own.
I'm not going to laugh at him. Our theme this week is, what's so special about America, Lawton?
Now, what kind of question is that?
Uh-huh.
Honestly, that's like asking, what's so wet about water? What's so creamy and delicious about banana custard?
Nah.
That's like going up to a leopard and saying, hey, buddy, what's with the spots? It's ridiculous.
Well, look, Lawton.
It's obvious on its face.
Everything's special about America.
We
ask that because America's influence is clearly on the wane as a world leader, and we're slipping in many important economic and cultural categories, Lawton.
Not now, not ever.
Huh?
You're the one that's slipping here, buddy. With George W. two-terms mandate Bush at the wheel, we got a chokehold on number one,
my friend.
We moved into that spot 220 years ago, moved in the furniture, and got comfortable. Not going anywhere. Number one, numero uno, as my friends say,
Lawton,
south of the border.
Just curious, why do we have a chokehold on number one?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
America is number one because we're the most moral nation.
Come on.
Is one nation under God. Under God means we're over everybody else.
Oh, so that's moral, huh? Most moral nation on earth, huh? Well, let me read you some statistics, and then let's see what you say about that, okay?
I'm not afraid of your numbers, Mark. I've got God. He's all the calculator I need.
Well, okay.
God plus me equals salvation.
Oh, my God. Here's
simple
some figures.
Math.
Figures for pregnancy rates for teenagers. In the Netherlands, 8.7 per 1,000. In France, it's 10 pregnancies per 1,000.
Savages.
Now,
I blame the wives.
Germany.
France, you know. Abstract expressionism leads to pregnancy.
Germany has 16.1 pregnancies per 1,000 teenagers. And where's the United States, Lawton? Huh? Any guess? Huh?
Well,
Mr. Moore?
All right. Three centers? Maybe four.
Ha! 43 pregnancies per 1,000 teenagers, Lawton. 43!
Those had to all be in New York City, though, not in America, Mark. It's a big difference.
Okay.
Check the facts.
Okay, Mr. Under God, let's look at the abortion rate. In the Netherlands, 6.5 abortions per 1,000 women. In Germany, 7.6 per 1,000. Okay? In France, 12.4 per 1,000. And in the United States, the most moral nation on earth, the rate is 22.9 abortions per 1,000 women. Where's that fit into your worldview, Mr. Smalls? Where's your calculator? What's wrong with you? What?
I was never good with numbers.
Oh, God, who cares?
In school, the teacher would ask me, Long, what's 3,000? And I would say, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Nobody talk about morality. I'm a dirty man with dirty habits.
Oh, no, come on.
Country. America's going in the dumper.
You're right, man?
We're number five.
Oh, no.
We're number five.
All right, good. You go ahead and break down and learn something. All right? Just take it easy, will you?
Six or seven.
Please pull it together.
Not number one.
Please pull it together. You all right? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Number one today, number one forever.
Okay.
USA! USA!
Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves America. Deal with it! USA!
All right.
USA.
Okay, good. Good for you. Good for you. Good. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling. As always, a pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep.